morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I get into this intimacy podcast, we are checking the dynamism in intimacy. And I'm following the following 4 points. I wanted to give you an introduction before I get into it. If you've seen this, just skip this part. If you're new, welcome to the exploratory channel of Vedic Astrology. Anyway, number one, what am I considering here? Moon compatibility by Gana of Nakshatras, that is the Dev Gana, Rakshasa Gana and Manushya Gana. We'll see that. As we go along, we'll see that. I'll keep giving different points for you, each place. Number two, also while using this, check the Ascendant, Venus and Mercury and the 7th Lord Nakshatras. Nakshatra placement, wherever they are, whichever house they are, check all these three when you are doing a voluntary or very deliberate comparison. Okay, don't go blindly only by the moon. Check all of these three as well, because all of those, each one of those, plays a part in mental, emotional and physical agility that is required. If there is too much stiffness, you will not absorb. Okay, agility to absorb, be willing to work with oneself first. Always self comes first. There is so many things I have shared on the Google Drive. You can see even the community post. You can look that up, use that, share it, whatever. Number three, these podcasts will examine the dynamism within intimacy, considering in the subcontinent of India, earlier they were doing matchmaking. Nowadays, people are just going around sleeping with everyone, youngsters. So this is a madness which people are leaving their old culture. There was some wisdom in it. But anyway, if you're still doing matchmaking, use these principles along with going to a traditional Jyotish, for example. Okay, for all those who are matching the moon in the charts, have this as a guideline to begin with. Get some understanding. Don't go blindly to an astrologer. Or even in this day and age, dating one another. The dating business which we have borrowed from the Western civilization. Never mind, I don't want to dig that rabbit hole. Number four, check the Google Drive link in description box in each podcast. The files are there. Use them for your own analysis. You can do it with AI, you can do it with whatever. So we will begin the podcast. Let's begin. We come to the last good match of Ashwini Nakshatra as a Dev Gana. So what are we trying to do here? For the newbies, what are we trying to do essentially? We are trying to match or find the potential best match for each Devgana, for each Manushyagana and each Rakshasagana category of people. The propensities are very different and we shall uncover this in the way of intimate relationships one by one. Okay, that's what we are trying to do in this exercise. The last one for Ashwini would be match Ishravana, 110 relationship. Because after that 11th, although it's a match, it goes into Manushya and Rakshasagana in the Aquarius. So there's no match there. Let us see once again the core chemistry here. The 110 moon positioning. How does it work? Or how can we make it work? This is a conscious effort. This is not some random stuff. We are using the science and the principles of Jyotish to unlock what are the best possible combinations. Should you choose to use this kind of technology, if you want to call it that, science, if you want to call it that, spirituality, if you want to go that direction, what are the best possible combinations? Is there something in that a whole area in intimate relationships? It's very important. In my opinion, and what I see going around in social media everywhere, is a very warped sense of what is intimacy. I'm trying to go step by step here. So, back to the screen. Tone is one of spark and structure. His speed and courage meet her steadiness and strategy. How and why this would work is Ashwini brings action, freshness, protection, while Shravana, she brings wisdom, listening and reliability and social respect. Together they form a power couple circuit. So 110 is always about a power couple. That kind of a dynamic, okay? He ignites, she architects. He pioneers, she systematizes. Capricorn moon, people are generally very, very systematic, very slow, very Capricornian, like Saturn. Very disciplined. An internal sense of emotion in Shravana Nakshatra is very restricted. It feels within very tight boundaries. Saturn draws that boundary. So moon there will have a very boundary oriented, you know, tight kind of disciplined approach to everything. Disciplined emotional body, you might say. The risk here, the relationship can drift into manager-employee type. See, 110 is basically a career, isn't it? Your visibility in the work, career, that kind of a relationship. Now you're bringing it into the bedroom life, into the intimacy life. The vibes will change. Therefore, duty becomes intimacy. He may feel slowed down. She may feel unsettled by the impulsivity of Ashwini. So the balance results with reassurance. Okay, so this is a tough one. Although technically, and we'll see this in other ones play out also. I have seen this in the counseling also. I mean, whatever relationship counseling people come to me for with astrology, I've seen this. You can have, please remember this, you can have Devganas and say this is all matching, and even ascendant Mercury Venus also having Devganas and seventh lord in Devgana, but there is a certain aspect of zodiac that plays out with the moon. Now in this particular case it's dominant. For example, Ashwini is too fast, Capricorn is too slow. One wants to race ahead, like doing the 100 meter dash in a race. Capricorn, on the other hand, wants to do a marathon, slow and steady and long player. So the dynamic is tough. It's very tough and it has got to be worked through. And Ashwini, because this man wants very quick results, the Shravana woman has a tough time understanding that need of Ashwini for speed all the time. So this is a lot of conscious effort required in this relationship to make anything work here, okay? You have to take care of that. Let's quickly go through the characteristics now. Ashwini Moon, the mind first. We are talking about the mind here. Ashwini Moon, what are his desires as far as mental is concerned? Clean, fast decisions, minimal preamble, freedom to start now. Everything is now for Ashwini. And iterate, go on from there. Partner who backs his courage and doesn't drown it in caveats, which is typical of Capricorn moons. Okay, they like to put checks and balances in everything. That's the mental drive. How she fulfills Sharana style: use the yes plus frame. Yes, do it, but within this budget. And Capricorn moons are the most stingy people. Trust me, I've known one very well. Stingy people, they don't know how to spend because Capricorn restricts everything. Convert his idea into one clear step. She's a natural planner. Book the slot. I'll notify the family. So she's trying to build upon his impulsivity, yet give it a structure from the background. Keep the advice crisp, respectful, avoid lectures. He hears structure, not scolding. Okay, you can't restrict him. You can work with him. That's what Shravana needs to understand, how to use Ashwini. Now on her side of things, Shravana Moon, what are her desires mentally speaking? Thoughtful, orderly dialogue, facts plus consequences. Remember, she comes from the land of structure, Saturn. Capricorn, decisions that protect family, reputation, timelines. She's very concerned about this. More about reputation because it's Capricorn. It's a traditional 10th house. Capricorn moon's very concerned about public appearance. I don't want to do something that upsets my social image. To be listened to fully, she's a wise counselor. Yes, very wise, because they're slow and structured. Remembers the details. How he fulfills it now. Practice 2-minute listening before acting. Then summarize. I heard A, B, C, and here's my move. What do you think? Pair each bold step with one stabilizer, confirmation email, calendar block, backup plan, so and so forth. Publicly credit her judgment. Status matters to Shravana, like I said, 10th house. Status matters for this moon. So she needs to acknowledge that part. He needs to acknowledge that part, sorry, and then move on along with Shravana. Now let us see the emotional body part. Speaking of the emotional part now, safety, bonding and repair, that part. What happens to the Ashwini moon? What is desire? By now you must have got all the Ashwini parts, isn't it? That's the advantage of looking at one moon and seeing how it shines its light on different nakshatras in terms of intimacy. That's why we have to take step by step. Autonomy and loyalty. Love that trusts his initiatives. That's one thing, by the way, Capricorn moon can provide Ashwini strongly loyalty. Capricorn moon is loyal to the max because it is ruled by Saturn. Quick low drama repair after friction. To be seen as a protector doer, not as reckless. This is one thing that Sharana could understand pretty well. If she chooses everything in these aspects called intimacy is about conscious engagement. If you want to go do your headless stuff, feel free. You know, there are billions doing that. How she fulfills, offers faith statements. I trust your call. Here's what keeps me calm. So she is announcing her stuff also to his trust. She is proclaiming or claiming trust in him. Yet she is saying what she wants also. It's a fair game. After conflicts, use grounded touch, one line validation, then a plan. Next time we decide by noon. So there's a plan. She needs structure, but she's at the same time going with him. Praise specific acts of courage. He thrives on earned respect. Shravana Moon on her side of desires, because emotional body is very crucial here first, before we get to physical. Mental and emotional are vital. Look, folks, if you get to the physical without doing this kind of a bonding on mental and emotional, which is very structured way I'm teaching here, it will feel like violence. It will feel like violation of the other person's space. And that talk is going around social circles, isn't it? Mainstream psychology has no freaking clue about these kinds of aspects. They ignore this. That's why I'm bringing this to you. That's why my spur. Shravana Moon, on her side of desires, emotional security, predictability, dignified love. She needs dignification, dignified approach. Capricorn Moons do. Partner who listens, remembers commitments. Commitment is very crucial to her. Once again, Moon in Saturn. Repair through responsibility. Apologies matched with corrected behavior. Well, I wouldn't put it necessarily as corrected behavior. She should try to understand his impulse of going forward as his energy field. Earth and fire, isn't it? So it's a difficult combination. It requires a lot of conscious understanding for Ashwini and Shravana to match. How he fulfills? Keep anchor rituals, same hour check-ins, weekly family time and so on. When she raises a concern, respond with action receipt. Done. I did this. I have rescheduled this and that. Reassure quietly in public. Small courtesies, introductions. She needs devotion in consistent conduct. Everything about Capricorn is consistency, about slowness, about pragmatism. She's very pragmatic. Okay, now let's see the physical side of things. Physically speaking, the physical kinesthetic part, using all the five senses. Essentially, physically means all the five senses, okay? Focus on every single aspect of the five senses that is kinesthetic. So keep in mind the core chemistry also. Speaking of chemistry, cadence and turn-ons, Ashwini desires obviously spontaneity, athletic planes, swift ignition, novelty bursts, new places, new positions of engagement. Physically speaking, new positions are mentioned even in the Kama Sutra. You can try those. Ashwini is always willing to try some playful dares. Moments to lead, feel his passion and welcome. That's what he desires. She fulfills it. My pre-clear spontaneity windows. Nights with no early commitments. Since these days husbands and wives are both are working. Or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. Blend structure and heat. That's the difficult combination. One wants too much structure. Other has too much fire to move. So earth-fire combination moons, in general, all the Devganas, all the Manushyaganas, all the Rakshasaganas, first always take the element also. Earth and water kind of go along better, fire and air kind of go along because they fan each other, okay? This is also one of the principles of Jyotish. Surprise detour. Sorry, came back to that. Use content cues that hand him reins and with a grounded aftercare. That's how she fulfills it. Like an aftermath of a very highly passionate lovemaking, she calms the whole situation down, calms his fire. Shravana Moon on the other side, what does she desire? Privacy, dignity, slow burn. This guy is a fast burn and she is a slow burn creature. Safety before surrender. She requires a safe space. This is one thing Capricorn moons Capricorn moons look for dominantly. A safe space. Somebody who can step into her very tight boundaries of emotional calibration and take things very slowly. And Ashwini is just the opposite. So it requires quite a lot of work and understanding. Sensuality that feels earned and respectful. After intimacy, holding in quiet. Reassurance through constancy. How he fulfills. Set beautiful orderly space. Tidy room. Soft light. Warm bath. Start with listening. Touch. Steady tempo. Attention to breath. Shoulders back. Post-passion play. You know, just talk. Whatever it is that you need to speak from your heart, Mr. Ashwini. Stay, hold, whisper, plan for tomorrow. Continuity of her turn-ons. Now, there will be quite a bit of friction in this. So, let's see the friction part. Now, what are the aspects of the physical part? Frictions and fixes, or hints of fixes. Speed versus prudence, the axis tension. Sign is he commits before detail, she breaks hard. Fixes, commit then confirm protocol. He takes the slot, she seals the logistics within 12 to 24 hours. Give her time. Capricorn needs time to process. Number two, duty eclipses romance. It becomes a power couple. Everything is about outward play, isn't it? Capricorn is very worried about outer play. How do I take this visibility factor? He is not concerned about any of that stuff. Ashwini is least bothered about visibility. As much as Capricorn is. Sign. Calendar's perfect. Chemistry flat. That's another one. Duty eclipses romance. There's no fixed timing. The fix would be dual nights. Power night. Project. Planning. And pleasure night. No admin talk. Pure connection. This is one thing couples need to learn in this day and age when everything is so much of demand for their attention and time. Make time for time slots if at all that works for you. Number three, manager-employee drift. 1-10 relationship. Sign, she instructs, he resists. Rotate the role. Let her become Ashwini kind sometime and lead the optimization. Okay? Public image versus private impulse. That's exactly the problem here with Ashwini and Shravana. So next, Devgana onwards, I'm going to deal with the elemental match. I don't want to make something or give you a piece of knowledge where you'll be again fixing wrong stuff. Okay, that's not the idea. So next onwards, which is what? After Ashwini, the next one comes Rohini, I think, Taurus, Rohini. So I will take earth and water element matches only. Sign, he's spontaneous in public, she feels exposed. Fix, agree public courtesy code, PDA limits, public display of affection, which is coming in India slowly but surely. Keep spontaneity for private sanctuaries. Bottom line is when his initiative is welcomed inside her structure, the 110 axis turns into a purpose-driven romance. Ignite, organize, accomplish, renew. Keep the decision fast but held. Affection tender but regular. The rules complementary, not controlling. And you'll have a bond that earns respect in the world while feeling deeply safe at home. Next, we shall deal with the next Devgana. But this time onwards, I will match the elements. The element of the moon itself, that means to say, if it's Artha houses 2, 6 and 10, those corresponding Ganas. If it's fire element, those corresponding Ganas. Or air, fire and air match, we'll take those and move forward with this. Take care, be safe.